I'm searching for that silver lining, horizons that I've never seen. Oh, I'd like to take just a moment and dream my dream. Oh, dream my dream. Oh. And walk amongst the stars at night. I'd like to know the taste of honey in my life, in my life. Well, I've shed so many pains, and I've played so many games. Someday.
Yeah.
Welcome everyone to the G Lou Show, world famous West Side Wednesdays radio show. I am your host with the most, Big G Lou. I will be joined by the beautiful Berkeley Queens in 1 second, y'all. But check this out. Welcome everyone to another special show. It is the 3rd of December on a nice Sunday night. I want to give a shout out to our sponsors before we get started. First and foremost, shout out to BTP Media Group. Jeff Kwan, the whole Kwan conglomerate over there, makes you tap in with them for all your media needs. BTP Media Group. Tell them G Lou sent you. Also, got to give a special shout out to 93.3 FM Ism. Blog Talk Radio on Thursday nights, the After Six Cruise Mix, Lowrider Oldies, hosted by Tweed Cadillac. Check out his website as well, tweedcadillac.com. Tap in, make sure you tell him G Lou sent you. Also, Dee Dee Harrison, author, publisher, producer, make sure you check her out. Books are on Amazon. She has a YouTube channel as well, Dee Dee Harrison. Check her out. Also, Street Level Clothing, the OG golf hats. Street Level Clothing is a place. Go over to them to the website or follow them on IG. Tell them G Lou Show sent you. Also, Normani Candles. It's that time of season again. You want your house smelling nice, fresh, warm, cozy, all that good stuff. Normani Candles is the place you need to check out for your fresh, safe, beautiful candles. NormaniCandles.com. Follow them on IG as well. And check out our YouTube channel, The G Lou Show YouTube channel. Check it out. We got a lot of content over there. And after this show, we're doing Oldies Rule Forever Sundays after hours. With that being said, let me bring in my co-host, the beautiful Berkeley Queens. First and foremost, OG Queen Jean is on the scene, along with Cousin Marcy with the Marcy's Minute. Good evening, ladies.
Hey. Good evening. How are you doing? King G Lou the Great and Queen Cousin Marcy and Zoom. Don't you want to go?
Good. Yay, yay.
That was a good introduction.
Under the police. I'm here, y'all. Hey, Queen Cousin. Hey,
what
G Lou. Yes, that Zoom brought us all the way in. Hallelujah. I'm here.
Yeah. Zoom.
Yeah.
Y'all so mellow. How y'all doing?
I'm chilling, so I guess I can say I am mellow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, all is well. I'm chilling too. All good.
Absolutely. God is amazing. Beautiful Sunday.
Oh yeah, all the time. All the time.
Yes,
all the time. All
yes,
the time.
Indeed.
So what's cracking? Everyone have a good Sunday so far?
Absolutely, I have. Had my Love Bug's first winter basketball training. I'm going to manifest success for him because he's 8 years old and he is 4'8". So he's going to have the height to do it, and he loves the sport. So I'm just going to manifest his success for him for basketball. And also give a happy birthday to my grandson, Arthur III, out in Long Beach. They're celebrating his birthday. And happy anniversary
birthday
to my granddaughter and her beau. It's their one-year anniversary. So blessings to many, many more to them.
Aww.
That's how I feel for my Sunday with my family doing things and being blessed. Absolutely.
That's what's up. Beautiful thing.
That is
happy
so
birthday
beautiful.
To
happy
to
birthday
your
to my little cousin.
Yeah.
Thank you. So yeah, yep. That's about it. How was your Sunday, G Lou? Was you busy? Was you chilling? Did you get to watch Kanan?
A little bit of all the above. It's my chill day, but you know I'm always working, so I was doing stuff in between. Got some stuff done. Yes, I did watch Kanan. I think yesterday, so I got caught up on that for the most part. I just missed the small. I missed the beginning part, but trying to catch it from the beginning. But yeah, I did watch it, and Sunday was pretty cool, relaxed for the most part, and thankful as well. You know, so all is well. Blessings to everyone.
I say. And what about you, Queen Cousin Marcy? You and the queens over there, and Max. What's happening in the
Max
area?
Yes,
Big Max.
Do it. You know. right. Max is over here standing on big business, okay? I'm trying to decide if I want to put this picture up with him, you know, by the little tree, because he just looks so funny. But just chilling like y'all, man. I'm just happy to be here. You know me. Ooh, ooh.
That's right.
Right on.
It's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing. You did.
Yes, we thank everybody for tuning in. You could be anywhere in the world, but as our producer would say, you are here with us. So we just zoom in. We're going to fly away. We're going to take some rides. We're going to do a little jai talk. We're going to talk about the 11-year breakup. You know, you guys just talked about that girl on the show. Who am I talking about?
Who?
We just talked about
breakup.
Her.
Who?
We just talked about her like maybe 2 or 3 weeks ago. Miss Edmonds, is that Tracy Edmonds and Deion Sanders?
That's right.
Oh,
yep.
They broke up.
Deion Sanders, yep.
Yeah.
I'm not laughing.
He's been looking
him.
Bad
just...
these past weeks.
Wow.
Yes. Isn't that something? But see,
yeah,
well, it goes back to our show on Wednesday, what we were talking about, how things are just not valued anymore. You know what I'm saying? Like, 11
right.
years, 4 years of engagement, and now it's social media wide that we love each other. We just feel like it was just best we go our separate ways. And so, yeah.
Mm. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Why people gotta, I can't believe people are still like, this is crazy to me. I've never been there, so pardon me, okay, before anybody asks, but why do people stay engaged for so long? I have never understood that. I don't get it.
Because it goes just where it is.
I mean, he didn't
want
to, for some reason, he didn't want to, I mean, it's up to the man, you know, be with a bad ready or whatever. Well, I don't know. Sometimes
right.
it is a mutual, sometimes maybe both parties aren't ready. That does happen. But I know, I'm assuming for the most part, a man, you know, when he's ready, because if you're already engaged, you know, let's do it, you know, but. Hey,
absolutely.
I don't know. Obviously, it wasn't.
Yeah, that's how it is in our family. Right, Queen?
Absolutely.
Like, in our family, they do it fast. Like, they be like.
Absolutely.
Yeah, no engagement.
I have
don't
never
think
understood
long
that.
After 4 years. That is crazy. That's pretty
you know,
engagement
maybe,
there. That is.
Yeah. 4 years. What are you waiting? What's going on here? Like,
right.
I mean, like, really, what's going on here? Like, four
right.
years. That was
and
a good point. Huh?
Yeah, I mean, something ain't right.
They're mega grown. They're
yeah.
really grown, you know, to make decisions and all those kind of things. But again, Cousin Marcy ain't no expert. I just ask the questions now.
And the thing
no,
is, you know, yeah, it was. You get it, the same thing, King. Everything goes on the internet. You know what I'm saying? So
right,
when
right.
you break up, when your home is broken,
yep.
you break up, you got to put that on there too. Like, that's just too much.
Yeah.
mm-hmm.
Yeah, so.
Can you imagine?
And you're right,
back
DJ
in the day.
Maniac. No one wants
what
to get
DJ
married.
What DJ Maniac do?
Like, he says, no one wants to get married.
DJ Maniac.
Where he at saying that? Wait.
He's in the background.
Yeah. Oh, Lord. He behind the locker like Tupac on Juice. That's right, DJ. Close your locker.
Yeah.
You right there. Yeah, they must not want to get married. Mm.
Yeah.
You know.
That's
back days to now, like back then, everybody wanted to get married. Like they know the meaning of marriage and loyalty.
Yeah, mm-hmm. absolutely.
Now
they know the meaning.
They just do it for, like, to have a title, I think.
Wow.
Yeah, because I think the word love gets inserted too quickly. You know what I'm saying? I love you. You know, like,
right,
let's
right,
stay together.
Right. Yeah, that's
love
true.
Gets thrown. Yeah, it gets thrown in.
That's
it's not
true.
Genuine.
That is true.
It's like, let me just say I love you in that way. Ooh, he said he loved me. Oh, she said she loved me. So
that's just the way to lock some shit in, like the way to maybe lock some in, think you got it locked in.
Absolutely.
And just, I don't know.
And you got to be real careful when you use the word love, because even as a friend,
right.
and can have a male or a female friend, and you just tell them you love them because they're your friends. They'd be like, oh, shoot, he said he loved me.
Right.
Oh, man.
Right, right.
So then here comes this big burst of flirtation. Well, you said you loved me, and it don't work out, and then it's a whole different situation. But you told me you loved me. Then you start singing Sherelle to them. You must have read me wrong. I didn't mean to turn you on. That's not what I meant at all when I said I love you.
Damn.
I mean, like, what? Absolutely.
I love you through the blood of the Jesus.
That's experience talking for me. That's my experience talking for me. No. I didn't mean that.
Wow.
DJ Maniac, they going to sit us in the back of the class again. They going to sit us in the back.
Oh, Jesus. Let me stop talking.
Oh my God!
Wow.
I have one more thing to say about that, if I might, and I'm
gonna
leave it alone. Can I leave it alone, fam? It just goes back to what we're doing here tonight and every week. It goes back to the music in my mind. Back in the day, the men were singing, the women were singing. They were singing towards an end goal. Girl, I want to marry you. I want to buy you a house. The ladies are singing, oh, I want to take care of you. And that's just my opinion.
There's no me without you. There's no me.
There's no me.
So, yeah. Oh, Gina and Noel.
You
got me going in circles.
Fixed or corrected, or it's too gone?
Huh?
You ever think it could be fixed or corrected? Or I said, you ever think this, what's going on now, is can be turned around, or it's too far gone?
You know what? That's an individual thing. You know what I'm saying? It's like, that's individual. I mean, it just depends on the individual. Like, for instance, what's this chick's name? Not chick. Tamar Braxton and her man, the lawyer.
Oh, my God.
They were together, and they was all.
That's a white dude?
Everything. Yeah. And then they broke up, right? And then they're back on social media, and he gave a public apology, and he said, he had to take a mental break because she did something that he didn't like. So he had a tantrum and broke up with her. He said he has to work on things with himself, with Tommy. But I think she did that just to try to get back at Tamar. No, he's not with Tommy. He's back with Tamar, but...
Oh.
I think Tommy did
that.
That's why
we getting around, huh?
They just was at a show, at a basketball game. I don't think it was anything of it. Honestly, I just don't. I just think they was at a basketball game. And her and Tamar had words before
that.
Mm-hmm.
And so you know how women can get, oh, let me just show you I'm hanging out with Joe. Boo.
Right.
So, because Tommy is that type of chick. You know what I'm saying? Vindictive.
Right.
Yeah.
Interesting.
So I don't. Yeah, I don't think.
Yeah, that is on Maniac.
Yeah. Tell me why it's interesting.
In a fight, who you got? I got Tommy.
That's a lot going on.
It's a whole lot going on.
Yeah, Tommy a fool.
But it's okay.
Yeah, Tommy a fool.
Absolutely.
Nah, but you know what? But you know what, though? Tommy, though, got in the ring with that girl, though, and Tommy didn't do shit, though. You know what I mean? So I was like,
absolutely,
I don't know, Tommy.
She didn't.
Lost.
Didn't do nothing.
She a whole lot of, she a lot of mouth.
Nothing. Yeah.
Absolutely. But people who talk about it, that's what they are. They talk.
Right.
Even if you look at some of these boxers that get in the ring, they get beat down too. They be talking a whole lot.
Yeah.
But I think that was just a vindictive move on Tommy because she's that type of chick, you know, ha ha ha. Because really, is it really ha ha ha? He back with Tamar, so ha 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 what? You know what I'm saying? Just
right.
Everything is for the social media, and it's just so stupid.
Yeah, that was really my main, and really, Queen, that was my main thing, even with the topic we had the other night, was really tying in social media to it, really more so than anything, because that has a lot of impact. And that's why I said it's distractions and temptations, whether it be something like that or, you know, either way, it comes back to that social media shit. You know what I mean? Absolutely. And that'd be having a big impact on a lot of people's relationships.
Their life, they wow. Yeah, like that's just crazy to me. Because they just put too much out there. I mean, would I even want to get back with you after you publicly told the people, the public, that you was mad at me for something and you left me?
It probably won't be the same after that. They probably back together, but you'll hear some more. You know, I hate to say that, but you know, once you go there, just like the other little girl, her stuff got put all out on social media, and it just kept going back there. You know, even to now, the Kiki little young lady who had a little issue with Usher, and the shit went all viral with her and her boyfriend,
yeah.
Kiki Palmer.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Kiki Palmer. Yeah. And look how
so same thing with her.
All
that shit played out on social media.
Pictures, of videos of her being abused. Like, it's crazy. You give the world too much insight in your personal life. Like, that's just, you know, even people who aren't like that. Like, it's just crazy.
Yeah, everyone. It's just what it is now. That's the effect. That's my point again. The effect social media has, whether people know it or not, it has a real effect on people. Like, not even talking shit, like real shit that people don't even know, you know, especially celebrities and things of that nature, when that kind of is what runs everything. That's what keeps people out there and whatever. So it's good or bad press. Like they say, all publicity is good publicity. I don't know. You know what I mean? But, yeah, that social media thing is something serious.
I guess now it's all good publicity because it seems like what you're saying is the thing that you do. It's just what you do now. You don't have to. They don't put it in the Los Angeles Signal papers anymore. Or
right.
You don't find it in the Ebony
magazines. You don't go to books.
You know.
You don't go to your. You don't look for magazines. You don't look for the news. The whatever.
Right.
None of that shit. The
That's
LA
so
Times.
Sad.
You go to social
all
media. That's
jobs.
Where you get all your news on social media. Real talk.
That
keep it real.
Is your news. Absolutely.
Yep.
That's
so sad. All those jobs, publication, it's literally almost unheard of these days. Do you go outside and get your paper every morning and bring it in the house like we used to do?
No. Nope.
That's crazy.
No, that's what I'm saying. And that's why I said the Los Angeles Signal, because that's the one that had all the business in there. You know?
Right.
Right. That one in the way. That one had the business in there. You know, so.
Yeah,
you're
going
Yeah,
the press telegram.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
She said the press telegram.
The Herald Examiner. The Herald Examiner. That was the paper.
Herald Examiner.
Yeah. But you remember that one? That's the old school.
Yeah, I remember that.
We used to have to do book reports out that day. These kids don't even know how to navigate a newspaper. Let me go teach one. Let me write that down. How to read through a newspaper.
Welcome to OG Sundays, y'all. We went somewhere else, but it just happened.
Right.
But Queen G,
yes.
I was going to say, you know, they forgot one thing. They forgot the cold. Like, they don't know how to stay in cold. I always think that when somebody put their business out on social media just for revenge and stuff, and you're supposed to have a cold with your
right.
Yeah.
In the cold. Nobody don't have colds anymore.
They're not even savvy enough.
No self-respect.
Right.
You know, like, it's just no integrity. You know, it's just, let me just get on here because it looks good and put all, I mean, like, okay, all
right. Right.
I mean, it's entertainment for us, but it's just sad that it gets so deep into the roots of it. You know what I'm saying? Like, man. That's just, and then you got to keep it going. You got to keep it going because you just, that's the way of the world. So anyway.
Yeah, let's take a ride. Let's take a ride, y'all. OG Sunday's fabulous low rider, OG, Queen Jean, Cousin Marcy, G-Lo, DJ Maniac in the back. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. We'll be back in the flash, y'all. Let's get to it.
Back in the flash.
Thank you. Dream Team.
Man,
I love you too, G Lou and my Queen Jean. You guys have a very professional platform. I love you guys. Get down. We'll make you guys unique. Y'all come at a different angle, but on something that everybody can relate to. I want to go out on this note. May the Creator bless and protect each and every last one of us from all evils on this earth, because there's plenty of them on here. And despite vaccinations, I still suggest that you cover up when you're out and about in society and in public, and keep your space from strangers. Continue to wash your hands frequently and sanitize. Love you guys.
That part, Grip Zag, G Lou, Queen Jean, like I always say, 7 days without prayer makes 1 week, W-E-A-K. And remember that, stay safe, stay prayed up, and don't forget to give me 6 feet.
Listening to OG Sundays, Lowrider Oldies for all the homies and the homegirls. Tuning in to the G-Lu Show on Blog Talk Radio. Hit that switch.
You do.
Check it out. Don't go nowhere because we got Queen Jean coming up next with the announcements for the evening. Let's go hit a switch.
Candles. Shop with us for 100% non-toxic soy wax candles and wax melts, plus room sprays. We're a family-owned business based in SoCal with the mission to deliver clean, non-toxic candle products. Check us out on all social platforms at New Armani Candles, and don't forget to shop our website, newarmanicandles.com.
And now we got Queen Jean with the announcements for the evening.
Hey, 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 that was one of our sponsors, New Armani Candles. Don't forget to follow them on IG and newarmanicandles.com on their website. It is the holiday season. That was a nice joint request by BBC. She says, thank you for playing that request. Children of the Night. That's one of the Cold Town, too, even by the stylistics. So anyway, it is the holiday season. As I was saying, get those candles from New Armani. They have wax melts, candles, air fresheners, et cetera, so check them out. And also Luther Jr. Keith, a.k.a. Big Booth, accepting donations for food and clothing. He's out every day, early morning hours, to make sure that the homeless is fed and kept warm and et cetera. So if you can donate something to him, please feel free to do so by contacting him on Facebook and IG. And praise God for the serial killer that was out there killing those homeless people. So help them to stay warm and protected as much as we can. My Tribe Rise, follow them on IG and save the date. My Tribe Rise and Holy Assemble presents Christmas in Dena, the fourth annual Christmas celebration, Saturday, December the 16th, from 12 noon until 3 p.m. The location is Holy Assembly at 55 East Villa in Pasadena. The zip code is 91103. It's a free event, free food, toys, giving away household items, music, live performances, and resource booths. So if you're not doing anything, go check that out on December the 16th. West of Heaven Hair Salon at 9469 Jefferson Boulevard, Suite 107. Go get dialed up. Go inside. Come back out looking like ooh-wee for the holidays. So that is 9469 Jefferson Boulevard, Suite 107 in Culver City. You can check out the website at westofheaven.com. No Grease Barbershop located here in Charlotte, North Carolina at the Outlet Mall. 5512 New Fashion Way. They open at 10 a.m. You can walk in or book an appointment at 980-498-7058. They also serve cocktails there. They have a cold cocktail menu. For your bakery needs, follow Shea Dough on Instagram. She do have the DIY kits out again for making cookies. You can get your DIY kits and have your little cookie parties with your little babies and grandchildren, nieces and nephews, and even the adults. So check her out on IG, Shado. Also follow Miss C Sweets on IG for custom-made cakes and cupcakes. Follow sugarholic.ca on IG as well for custom-made desserts. Filthy Rich Banana Pudding. Follow owner and founder Tanya Ward on IG as well for the OG banana pudding and the caramel, the strawberry, toffee, Oreo, peach. And for delivery, 805-738-5943. FD Funnel Cakes, also great for the holidays. 2807 North Dalhart Avenue in the city of Compton, 90222, Tuesday through Friday from 3 p.m. to 10 p.m., closed on Mondays. Three ways to place an order. You can pull up an order, place a phone order at 310-404-6849. You can also order online through DoorDash and Uber Eats and Postmates for pickup or delivery. Traveling time. Soul Travels. EliaDelgado.intelTravel.com. Her business line is 808-769-2964. Ask for Ms. Delgado. And also her email is eliadelgado@gmail.com. The Instagram is soul_travels_LLC. So for your travel needs, contact Soul Travels. We always talk about prayer, how very important prayer is. There is a prayer line at 720-708-1230. The access code is 169-1066. For the East Coast, it's 8 o'clock a.m. And for the West Coast, is 5 o'clock a.m. And that is Monday through Friday. So for you West Coast people who say, I'm awake, I don't know why, I can't sleep, get you that prayer line. Get you some good prayers, and maybe you can go back to sleep because something has gotten you up. Also, for a treat yourself or treat someone for the holidays for an amazing experience of a facial in the San Diego area, contact Jamie Cornell on Facebook, Glowing Skin by Jamie, and get that done for you as well. As well, we like tattoos. Some people like them more. Some people don't like them as much. But if you are into tattoos, Poison Ink Tattoos at 6693 Downey Avenue in Long Beach. Ask for Poison, and you can follow Mr. Poison on IG. You can book in advance at 323-639-9747 with a $50 deposit. Risque Accessories, follow her on IG as well for her stack crystal bracelets, t-shirts, and sports bracelets. So you can follow Risque Accessories on IG to check out her merchandise. Also, the Hudson Theater presents to you a play called Dreamscape, a live theater production that explores the journey of a teenage African-American girl and her inner journey weaving through the impact of 12 fatal bullets on the tragic night of December 28th in 1998, shedding light on the complex dynamics of race, the body, and violence. Our Cousin is starting in that play. It's December the 15th and 16th. Tickets can be purchased at onstage411.com/new site/show play. So check that out. It's a true story, though, and they're just doing it in the form of a play. December the 1st to December the 11th, Christmas Toy Drive, Bennett 15 Children of Holidays, Helping Hands, and Children Living in Domestic Violence Shelters, accepting toys valued at $10 or more, December the 1st to December 11th. Again, drop-off instructions, please text 310-846-7244. You can donate a new unwrapped toy of your choice for infant or toddler. And also subscribe to our YouTube channel, The G. Lou Show, for all the after hours content that they have there. Tonight it will be the Oldies Rule Forever in the Blue Room with Queen May Love. Also follow Marcy's Minute, BTP Media, The Hood Postman, The Patio Politics, Urban Realist, Writer for Life Films, and G Connect. Catch our big brother, Deacon Hank Norman, at St. Luke Holy Baptist Church to receive a blessing of free food located at 1401 West 34th Street in Long Beach, California. That's all week. Also, you can attend the Sunday worship at 10:30 a.m. and Bible study live on Facebook every Wednesday at 12 noon. Nonprofit organizations. Founder Cynthia Nunn of S&N Angels. She gives away food every Saturday at 12:30 p.m. at 200 North Long Beach Boulevard in the city of Compton. Again, this is the holiday season, so if you know anybody who can use some free food, good free food, pass that information along. And that will conclude my announcements.
Shout out to the Queen Jean. Thank you for those announcements for the evening.
Awesome.
You're welcome. Big announcement.
Thank you. morning.
Yep. Hey, Marcy.
Marcy,
what's going on with you tonight,
yes,
though?
Sir.
I know we got that old Marcy Kennett thing coming pretty shortly. Any previews of what we got coming?
Wow, get your crayon box because we gotta go through the colors now. What's up with them? So get your crayon box.
said get the crayon box. We're going to do some colors.
Two beiges and a brown. I'm going to talk about. Yeah. They doing so much. They doing so much. So get ready.
Okay. Marcy's Minute, y'all, coming up midway through this hour right here in about 20 minutes or so. So stay tuned in. G Loop, DJ Maniac in the back, Queen Jean on the scene, Cousin Marcy. I'm G Loop, OG Sundays. Where they doing it at?
Yeah.
I'm not gonna build no motherfucking car, put all my money, time, and sweat into a motherfucking car and don't drive that motherfucker. You know, I'm a real low rider. You know, I tell motherfuckers all the time, you get your credibility from the street. Car show can't give you no motherfucking credibility. You know what I'm saying? You gotta be out there on the street. That's where you earn your respect, on the motherfucking street. If you ain't out there on the streets riding, you ain't no low rider. You know that car show, that's just extra shit. Yeah, it's all, you know, my neighborhood is, we known for being majestic. You know what I'm saying, right?
Nowhere else.
Ain't nobody in all my neighborhood been to no other club but majestic. You know, so from day one, you know what I'm saying, when I first started riding with them, before I even got a plaque, we used to, you know, just roll with them. You know what I'm saying? But once I got that motherfucking plaque, it was a wrap. So me, like me, Turtle Twins joined that like at the same time. Cause we all had low riders and we was under T, so shit, T joined, we joined. You know, so we all joined like around the same, like at the same time. Y'all like 78?
Fridays, and of course our number one rated OG
fabulous Lowrider Oldie Show. You can also catch us online, blogtalkradio.com/TheGLU Show. We also have a YouTube channel where you can tune in there as well. Catch all of our fabulous shows in our archives. We appreciate your support.
We're gonna slow it down here to a little phase where we're gonna sing something a little soft and a little easier. Still about love though, baby. We can't get away from that old-fashioned love song. Yes, sir. Thank you very, 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 very much. I wanna dedicate this one to my lovely lady, to my lovely wife. Because mostly everywhere I go, I'm always singing it to everybody but her. But you see, the reason I do that is because I practice what I preach. I also have someone that is my all in all. I think every man in this world should have a woman to help him when sometimes the world seems like it's against him, and this is just for you, ain't it? Never thought I'd find someone who'd blow my mind. Thank you. Girl like you do. Never thought I'd see the day that it could be so true. Oh yeah. My darling, I found someone, yeah. Someone that I can give my love to. Do all the things I belong to do. Girl, I found it's true. Oh honey, it's you, it's true. Never have I known the kind of love you show. Girl, in my life, I don't believe myself. Feel better than I've ever felt. Yes, I know it's all because I found someone, yeah. Someone that I needed so bad. You're nothing like the others I've had. Heavenly Father, I'm so glad, so glad it's true. Oh, honey, it's you. It's true. Now, oh, yeah. Ooh. Oh, my baby. No more words to this song, but you still, I want to express to you out there the way I feel about a love that's so different, so new. The people out there are so real. It's all because I found someone that I could just reach out there and touch. Smiling face, it really means so much. You be the one, you be the one I need when things go wrong. I'm gonna need your strength to keep me strong. Oh, I don't care what you do. Gonna take the rest of my life taking care of you.
Hey. Oh, baby. That's the maestro. That's the maestro, Barry White. Check it out. Don't go nowhere, because up next, we got Cousin Marcy with the Marcy Smith. Jay, now we got Cousin Marcy with that Marcy's Minute.
yeah, yeah, yeah. Thank you so much, Cuzzo. This there is Queen Jean, DJ Maniac. Get on in here, get on in here, get on in here. So, first up, like I said, we got a little coloring book news again. In beige news, Fat Joe has come clean about the validity of his lyrics while also defending Young Thug among his RICO trial. During a conversation on CNN with Gayle King, Joey Crack reflected on Thugger's case and how his lyrics will now be used in trial. According to the Bronx native, it's unfair that the prosecution is going that route, especially knowing that Thugger's lyrics are non-factual. Regarding Joe's music, he made it clear that he wasn't telling the whole truth in about 95% of his songs. I've been rapping professionally for 30 years. I've lied in almost 95% of my songs, said Joe. I'm being honest. I write like I feel that day. I'm just being creative. You couldn't build a jail high enough for the lyrics I've said on songs which are all untrue. He continued, what I am is a family man, someone who gives back to his community all of the time. I open businesses in my community, so the music would never amount to the actual person Joseph Cartagena is. What's even more horrible is the district attorneys. They know those lyrics ain't real. They know that creativity. But if it helps their case, they'll use it to put these guys in jail. Joe's comments come after Young Thug's lawyer Brian Still made an opening statement where he argued that Thug's name is an acronym for truly humble under God. According to Still, his client was born into a society that was filled with depression, despair, hopelessness, and helplessness. Can somebody get Charles Manson on the line? French Montana drug his beige self to double down on this theory, but he explained the meaning behind the name of his entertainment company, Coke Boys Entertainment. On a recent episode of Fame and Flavor, which came out yesterday, Montana spoke with Staten Island native and food influencer Kujini while making a plate of black truffle macaroni and cheese, which was done to honor the rapper's upcoming album, Mac and Cheese 5. Midway into the conversation, Kujini brought flour, farina, and Italian into the mix and insinuated the word may have been a different term for French, the CEO of Coke Boys Entertainment. How'd you get the name Coke Boys? Asked Kug. French said Coke Boy stands for Creation of Kings Everywhere, which had Kujini reply, you're sure it's not Farina? Farina? While tapping the side of his nose to suggest Schnanius. The Bronx native denied the suggestion and Kujini joked, no one's being indicted here. What the name means to Jeffrey is something very personal. They went into what the lawyer for Young Thug said again, saying Thug means truly humbled under God. Elsewhere in the trial, Thug's lawyer explained the meaning of his song with Gunna, titled Pushin' P, was a term of positivity. The song came up because Thug's lawyers reminded jurors of the phrase history and meaning in connection with the prosecution's argument that Thug is seen in a mirror selfie holding up what they claim is a blood sign. There's nothing wrong with holding up a blood sign, and that's not a blood sign. That is a P, Still said. Jeffrey's fingers are down, and what you'll learn is that Jeffrey just released with Sergio Kitchens, a performer known as Gunner, a song that is wildly popular around the globe. It's called Pushin' P, and it's positivity. Well, if it was so positive, why did these two young men wind up in the situations that they are and were currently facing? In good beige news, hip-hop icon Fat Joe, Rick Ross, Busta Rhymes, Method Man, French Montana, and Public Enemies Chuck D have joined forces with the nonprofit Power to the Patient to advocate for a more transparent healthcare system. Today, we confront a healthcare system that has been rigged against all of us. The rappers directly addressed the camera in the newly released PSA as seen on the website. Hospital forced patients to sign contracts for services without ever showing us actual prices, stifling competition, overcharging without accountability, and if we can't pay, these same contracts allow them to take everything we own. They called the current state of America's healthcare a humanitarian crisis, especially since the threat of outlandish bills can often stop people from seeking the care they need. We love our nurses and we need our doctors, but hospitals and insurers rigging that system to make profits off of people that struggle is unforgivable. They continue, we demand prices and transparency in healthcare. So that's a lot of good news when you consider what we've seen happen in the past, 5 years? We could start with Craig Mack. We can move on to your, who else was that? Black Rob, MF Doom. They accused that hospital of not giving him the best treatment where he could have actually, you know, stayed alive. So just a good bit of good news there for healthcare within the entertainment and, you know, just the regular world. And just a little side note, I was just taking a note of this because I'm not taking my foot off of this guy's neck. Erica Kennedy, does this name sound familiar? It might not to you. Erica Kennedy was a great author, publisher. She wrote the book Bling. Erica Kennedy was found dead in 2012 in her home. How she died, it was never released. No one knows. There was no report given. The only reason I'm bringing up Erica Kennedy today is Kamora Lee Simmons' house caught fire this morning. It was all on the gram, all over the net. These two women have in common what? They're both best friends to the late Kim Porter. Interessante. And with that, that'll do it for tonight's Marcy's Minute. Queen Jilu, Maniac, back to y'all.
Ooh-wee. Because Kamora Lee Simmons been doing a lot of talking.
Yeah. Did they put the fire out? Did they? Now, did they? About a diddling. Yeah, and I don't. No one knows what happened to Erica Kennedy. We still do not know. Beautiful lady, if you want to take a look at her, she could be found on Flying Famous Black Girls on IG. But yeah, that was also Kim Porter's best friend. So, oh, and in other news, your boy won't be going to the Grammys this year. No one apparently wants to sit by him, and you can't sit with us, news. So, Diddy pop a pump. Pizza paperwork party. He won't be at the Grammys this year.
Damn.
You don't want to sit with him.
All I can say is,
hey,
wow.
You sat by him all these other years. You can sit with him again.
Take that.
He said he
wow.
got dolphin teeth.
Shout out to Cousin
Maniac.
Marcy. Say what?
Said he got dolphin teeth. On the Chappelle Show.
He got girls.
Shout out to Cousin Marcy. I don't know.
Thank you.
What you
shout
say?
Out to Cousin
Me
Marcy with
King,
the Marcy's
I don't
Minute,
know
y'all. Shout out to Cousin Marcy with the Marcy's Minute. Make sure you follow her.
Oh,
Cousin Marcy's Minute on YouTube. She got a channel called the Marcy's Minute. You can catch up on all the latest stuff like that with her channel. Follow her IG as well, Marcy. Yeah, you know I mean, shout out to Cousin Marcy. Shout out to DJ Maniac, Queen Jean. Anybody out there got any requests you want to hear tonight? 914-803-4001 is the call-in number. Press 1 if you want to speak. We're here for your service. Don't get nervous. The Jilu Show.
Yo, what's up? This is Chuck John. I'm here with Queen and Jilu on the Jilu Show.
You stay on my mind. 69 from ATL, listen to the G-Lu Show. OG Sunday, Block Talk Radio, G-Lu, play me something.
Talk Radio's number one Sunday night program, The G-Lu Show, presents OG Sunday's fabulous lowrider oldies.
broadcasting live online every Sunday from 7 to 9 p.m. Pacific Standard Time and 10 to 12 Eastern Standard Time. Call 914-803-4001 with your request. The G. Lou Show OG Sundays thanks its sponsors BTP Media, 93.2 FM, DD Harrison, and One World Magazine. Subscribe to our YouTube channel, OG Sundays, Fabulous Lowrider ODs. Here's your host, G. Lou, in 5, 4, 3, 2,
never let you go. Tell me, can you get away?
Pressure in the air.
can you get away? Got to go through all this drama and this stress with this old half a man, you know what I'm saying? I ain't trying to put you in a position where you gotta give up your lifestyle to have to leave, but man, he ain't even taking care of you, beating on you and shit. Look how you look. You motherfucker ought to be with that nigga, you know what I'm saying? Take that sucker to the mic. Let me show you what this life is really about. You know what I'm saying? You need to be on first class. You need to be going to Hawaii, seeing the world, seeing what this world got to offer you. Not going to, you know what I'm saying, the emergency room and get stitches. This nigga done got death. Don't cry. It's all good. Shake that nigga. Get away.
that, it's a wrap. The end of another show. But before we go, I got to bring in OG Queen Jean to bless you with her words of wisdom, DJ Maniac and Cousin Marcy.
Hey, hey, hey. Y'all heard it. Ain't nobody going to love you like G. Lou. I ain't going to mention
nobody.
Nothing about them strokes.
Hey, 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 hey.
See, it's always in your lyrics, but when I repeat them to you, you say, hey, 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 hey. You singing and not me. I'm just pointing it out.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Y'all got to go check that one out if y'all haven't heard that one. Nobody's going to love you like G. Lou. And like you said, shout out to BBC for her beautiful voice. So anyway, it was a great show. Thank you for everybody who tuned in. DJ Maniac, thank you for hanging out with us again. Love you to come and hang out with us.
Thank you.
It's a new week coming up. It's a new season. It's the last month of 2023. When you guys are saying your prayers, just talk to God. Tell him that you are ready to unlock a new level in life. Talk to him and let him know that's what you're ready to do, because life changes and you're blessed with 2024. You've got to come with a new level of life. With that being said, I just want to wish everybody a blessed week, a positive, prosperous, powerful week. Stay solid, walk in integrity. Everything you do, do it with integrity. Peace, love, light. I say.
I say.
Yes, she is. I say. Man. I'm gonna leave you with this. Everyone out there, you know, like she said, man, live every day. You know, it's hard to say like it lasts. We don't want to look at everything like it's our last, but just live every day to your best potential. Live it to your fullest potential. Be the best person you can be. At least try to be better than you were yesterday. You know what I mean? Don't hate on nobody and don't wait on nobody. And remember, 7 days without prayer makes 1 week, W-E-A-K. And everything I love, love y'all.
I like that. Don't hate on nobody and don't wait on nobody. Queen Cousin Marcy, come on with it.
I'm listening to this good stuff. Y'all know I be taking notes now. I'm stepping into this week like He-Man by the power of Grayskull, okay? I ain't let no skeletons get in my way. Have a good week, everybody. I had fun with y'all. I'm so happy I got a classmate now that could joke with me in the back. DJ Maniac, have a good week, everybody.
Crazy.
The class, okay? Have a good week,
y'all, in the class,
right?
Together, sitting in the back, clowning, flying kites to each other.
Right.
Pass this note to him back there. Okay.
Oh, gosh.
That's right. Laughter is good for the soul, though. It truly is.
Amen.
Yes, it
Ooh,
is.
It's keeping me going. But have a good week, y'all. Don't forget to check out that the after hours, y'all. Get in, grab your tickets. They already lining up over there, so go get y'all requested. And then tomorrow, you got a new something popping, so make sure, on Tuesday or Monday.
Yep.
My
Tuesday.
Check that new show out, so.
What's the new show?
Because called Changing the Game, me and the female co-host. It's going to be pretty dope.
I
just check it
out
Tuesday.
Out.
Yeah. Yeah. So, check that out Tuesday night, y'all. Much love and respect. DJ Maniac, you got anything to leave us with, brother?
Oh, man, I do. I'm laughing. Cause of Marcy. I do. I do want to say for everyone that's out there that's, like, going through depression, I hope they just get better. Seek help if they need it and take care of themselves holistically. I want to show much love and respect to you, to everyone. I love this show. To Queen Trey Baby and Queen Noella Thompson down in Cali. Love those two. And don't forget R&B Theater Volume 5 with Queen Marcy coming out soon.
DJ Maniac, y'all. Queen Jean, G. Lou, Cousin Marcy. We'll see y'all next week, same time, same place. Have a great week. Peace.
Peace.